This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. As the senior population in the United States increases, we're hearing more about dementia. New Friends co-founder and music director Dean Solden has come up with a unique approach to improving the quality of life for the dementia patients at his assisted living facilities. He does it with music.
Dementia is the overall term of, say, brain disease. There are many, many types of dementia, about seven main types, but a lot of little types, so I guess you can get up to 150. But Alzheimer's is the most prevalent of all dementia. And about 50%, the statistics are, from my understanding, of dementia is Alzheimer's disease. So it's the most prevalent one. So sometimes that's why it's confusing, dementia or Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is one dementia.
So your part of this is bringing music to dementia patients, and not just dementia, right? It's Parkinson's, other cognitive
issues? Well, Parkinson's
issues,
is one thing. Well, my part is I have two careers. I am the founder of Vibrant Life Communities. I'm the co-owner and founder of Vibrant Life. Okay. So I've had a senior career for 30 years with senior care in assisted living and memory care. I also happen to be a professional musician, and my degree is in music. And for the first 20 years of my career, I was a professional musician and educator. Then I got in my 30s, I got into senior care, and always mixed them to a little degree. I always played for the residents. I'm a jazz piano player and singer-songwriter. But lately, we've had this great new project where I've been integrating my careers together. And we actually formed a memory care choir in one of our memory care communities.
The TikTok choir?
The TikTok choir.
And there is a video that we've got online, and it's lovely to listen to. You can see their faces light up. What is it that music does for someone with dementia?
Well, you know, music does something for everyone. And I think most people can relate to the joy you feel listening to music on various levels. I think for dementia specifically, they're just people with dementia. And so they get the joy that anybody gets out of music. But what a lot of people don't know is that music can actually improve functioning and improve mood, and music helps the brain. So your brain has 12 main parts to it. When you listen actively or actually participate, sing in music, it lights up all 12 parts of your brain function better. So the different elements that hold music and remember music, but even mood, emotion, memory, music helps everything to do with the brain.
It helps memory too.
Music helps memory. So as a music therapist once told me, because if you picture when you're, say, singing and it lights up your brain, well, when you have dementia, you are trying to access memories. So the memories haven't gone away in your brain, but the access to the memories have gone, like the road to the memory has gone, sometimes gone away or is damaged. By singing or by playing or listening to music, if you think about, if it lights up your whole brain, it kind of creates all these new pathways so you can get a detour to the memory if the original memory wasn't working that well.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. Don't define me, just remind me this song that you've written. Tell us about that. How did that come to be?
So, you know, as we perform throughout the spring and summer, and we're performing, I also talk about dementia. I talk about real life. It's kind of the elephant in the room. I say, wait a minute, this dementia you have, and some have Alzheimer's and some have Parkinson's and some have Lewy body, frontal lobe, this doesn't define you as a person. You're a person.
Right.
You know, some people have a broken leg. Some people have bad eyesight. Some people have bad hearing. You know, dementia just means that we're forgetting in different ways. And there was this guy, Dr. Alzheimer's, and if you forget one way, you have Alzheimer's. If you forget another way, you have Lewy body. but that's not who you are as a people, as a person, is it? And they said, no, of course not. So I decided to write this song. I'm a songwriter. Mm-hmm. And I wrote the song, Don't Define Me, Just Remind Me. What we're trying to do is actually desensitize people to dementia and really neurodiversity. There's a whole field now of neurodiversity that's coming up. You know, most of us are what we call neurotypical. And if you're functioning in society and have a job or go to school, you're neurotypical. But there are very many neuroatypical people. And that's become popular with the autistic population and people on the spectrum, you've heard now, right? And people with Asperger's. And more, they've really led this movement of normalizing when you're neuroatypical. Well, the next frontier a lot of people think is how dementia needs to be treated more normally. And there's really a phrase that my wife, who is a psychotherapist and also deals with the brain, came up with called neurobigotry. And people are bigoted when someone is not neurotypical. So if someone has ADHD, autism, some learning disabilities, even any kind of cognitive disorder, there's a little bigotry going on that you're not neurotypical. So part of this tune is to destigmatize dementia because, you know, as us boomers, and I'm a boomer, as we age, there's going to be a tremendous amount of early cognitive loss. Most of our friends are dealing with it right now. And instead of everyone with early cognitive issues being in an assisted living community, they're going to be in our living room. They're just going to be our friends. They're going to be in our house, and they're going to have early dementia. And we have to start to get over this stigmatization of people who are not neurotypical. And that's part of what the song's about.
And how has it been received, both by members of these communities that you're working in, but also you've had some national attention, too?
We did. It's been received great. I mean, it's a really well-produced video, very professionally produced. And we just launched it on December 18th, so it's starting to get out there.
Yeah.
But there was a national group, a senior company called Direct Supply, and they're a national supplier of senior goods. And they saw us and heard about us, and they featured us nationally. And so they did a beautiful mini documentary, 4-minute documentary on New Friends, Memory Care, and on the choir and on the song. So they did that at the same time we were doing the music video as well.
Might forget some things here or there. It doesn't mean that you have to stare. Sure, I might have some.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with New Friends co-founder and music director Dean Solden. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and to watch a video of the TikTok choir. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.
Whatever they say, we're living our lives day by day. Alzheimer's, Lewy body, Parkinson's too. It's called dementia. It could happen to you.